You can imagine my surprise when my good friend, Tony Fantozzi, who had been one of the board members and founders of the William Morris Agency, and my other great friend, Duncan Weldon, the legendary London producer, called me to say that they'd like me to come to California to hear a reading of a play about Tallulah Bankhead. Tallulah Bankhead had a long and illustrious history at the Coconut Grove Playhouse, so doing a play in her honor helped audiences understand who she was and why she mattered was an easy request to make of me. What made it even more astonishing was that I was to hear the play read by the actress who wished to be part of the journey, a journey that was supposed to start at the Coconut Grove Playhouse, tour all over America, and wind up on Broadway, supported by the Niederlander Organization. The actress was Kathleen Turner. I flew to California, was taken into a hotel suite, met Kathleen, and she proceeded to do this one-woman play for me in a reading form, and I knew from the moment I met her that this was a woman who was destined to play Tallulah, and of course many other roles, some of which she'd already done in her remarkable career as a movie star. She came to the Playhouse. She played Tallulah. She was every bit as wonderful as I thought she'd be. Audiences were amazed to see a bona fide movie star standing on the stage of the Playhouse doing a one-woman show 8 times a week. It then toured all over America, and for some reason that I've never been able to understand, the Niederlanders decided not to bring it to Broadway, which in some ways was very crushing for Kathleen, because she certainly deserved to be seen on Broadway in that production. A sidebar is that while she was at the Playhouse, Edward Albee asked me, who lives in Coconut Grove and was a great friend, if I could arrange a lunch or a dinner or an opportunity for him to talk with Kathleen Turner. I said certainly, and what proceeded was a meeting between two people who knew of each other but had never met, in which Edward suggested to Kathleen that she might want to star in a New York revival of his very profoundly complicated play, Tiny Alice. Kathleen read the play and told Edward that she couldn't really understand it and therefore she couldn't commit to playing it, but that if he ever was permitting a revival of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, she would love to play Martha. She went on to play Martha in the next great production of Virginia Woolf on Broadway and was astonishing in that role, as she was in Tallulah. She also told me at various times that she intended to eventually be a theater director, which she has gone on to be as well. Brava, Kathleen Turner. Brava.